Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 654, and it is your review of Godzilla 2000 Millennium. Not released in 2000, released in 1999, but it's called Godzilla 2000 Millennium. As always, this is the nerd you're going to hear the whole show, alongside my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Monday evening. We're here to talk about a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Damn straight. As always, coming to you live and early over on patreon.com/thenerdcore, where you get this episode at $1 a month, along with other episodes of the Nerdcore early or live and early for your ears and eyes to consume. Where you can chat with us and talk to us and have fun as you get to watch this before anybody else gets to. And soon to be ad-free, because I am going to record an ad for our SeatGeek, because we've been, ignoring that for a bit. So I need to record an actual sit-down ad so I can edit it into the actual episode. So for now, enjoy ad-free for everybody. But soon, only the patrons will have ad-free.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you also get a percent discount code for SeatGeek. So there you go.
Yeah. So not bad. But before we can get into the review, Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I had to leave work early today.
Why?
My fucking knee. It was killing the shit out of me, bro.
Still?
Like, it's better now, but I came home and took like 2 a leave and then took a nap. So, but my God, you remember the one scene in Young Frankenstein? And you got the guy who goes walk this way and he like drags his leg behind him? That was fucking me.
Damn, bro. Are you okay?
I think I'm fine. It did not want to bend. It was a little swollen, but I came home, put some ice on it, took some Aleve, and it's a lot better now.
You really are old as shit, bro.
Don't fall when you get old.
Yeah. I don't want to fall, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking knock on wood right there, dog. Yeah. Fuck that. But I hope you're doing okay, man. The fact that you're still hurting right now is, I don't like the sound of that, but
yeah, it's fine right now. It's sore.
It's just it's taking longer than it's supposed to.
Yeah, and I was standing on it quite a bit this morning around the office. So I think
there you go.
It got to a point where I was like, I'm done.
Like, you know what, guys, I'll see you tomorrow.
I've gone through all the meetings and made all the phone calls I needed to. I'm done.
Yeah. Red's like, I've government enough today. I'm getting the fuck out of here, man.
Governmented enough today.
Yeah.
I've governmented enough for a lifetime.
Yeah, you're like, fuck this shit, man. My knee hurts. My God. It's time to go home. I want to go home.
Home, bro.
Oh, man. Well, I'm feeling better. Can't
you're sounding better.
Yeah, I still got a little bit of mucus in this fucking nose, but not enough to be like fucking annoying me with it being stuffed. But
I mean, it's nothing like Glengarry Glen Ross. That's always going to be an iconic show because Roll is just sitting in that chair just melting.
Yeah. I wonder, has anybody actually watched that review yet? Because last time I saw, there was 0 views on that. I'm sure people have listened to it because everybody listens on the podcast platform.
Yeah, I mean, but it's one of those movies. I don't know if
one person watched it and one person liked it.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of young people know about that movie because it's from 92.
Yeah, but hey, man, look, we're here to what's
it's called? Got Alec Baldwin, so that's another thing.
We could try to appeal to the algorithm in all these things, bro, but then. Why would you want us to talk about Migration or Disney's Wish or, you know, all these movies that are coming out in theaters and like new releases? Why would you want us to talk about that so you could sit here and have us fake, what's it called, be fake in front of your face and be like, yeah, you know, I've really found it interesting that the movie was, and I'd be like, yeah. Instead, we could just pick these older films that we might actually have a pretty damn good, what's it called, a riveting conversation on.
Yeah, that, you know, we actually wanted to watch. And have been wanting to watch. Although we'll keep up with some of the new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a thousand other podcasts that do these new releases, my friends. Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah. You know, like, when Deadpool drops, we will definitely talk about that.
Yeah, like, I want Brad to go see Dune 2 for sure. That's got to happen.
I got to get that popcorn bucket.
But, like, what's it called? If you're telling
me... I'm married, bro. I got to get that popcorn bucket.
Yeah, man. But, hey, man. But, you know, if you guys are asking, hey, guys, when are you dropping the what's it called, the Madam Web review? Hey, big dog, I don't know yet.
That's a Luis. I've already, like, Sydney Sweeney's great and all, but it's just... I'm old. Yeah. I'm old and married, and none of that movie, you know, is something I want to actually pay money to
basically
see.
Brad is trying to say that he don't give a shit about this movie.
I don't give a shit about nothing in that movie.
Yeah. But if you're asking, hey, where the fuck the migration review at? Where's the Mean Girls movie?
It's like a migration. What is that, a movie?
It's a Illumination animated film about these birds.
Wow, that sounds riveting.
Yeah. But point is, man, what I'm trying to say is that we're not dropping a Beekeeper review anytime soon, guys. I'm sorry.
If I didn't watch the Meg, I'm definitely not watching Beekeeper.
Yeah, or ISS. And that doesn't stand for in-school suspension.
I mean, we'll watch some good television, though. I'll talk to you about Tokyo Vice and all that. Like,
we're here to give you a little taste of something else, man. And if you guys don't watch it, it's fine. At least we're trying to have fun doing this for y'all.
Yeah, so go watch the Glengarry Glenn Ross. Actually, go watch the movie, because Pacino is fucking on his A game.
So now we get to do the best thing that we're doing this month, and that is we're doing the Godzilla month, and we're going to do it by discussing Godzilla 2000 Millennium.
I don't know. I don't know if this will be the best thing this month.
This is my first pick of the month. My second pick is hopefully a better movie than this.
It can only go up from here.
Yeah.
I would think. So if you don't know, because we haven't turned on the spoiler warning, that's how this review is gonna go.
Yeah.
So we're already talking a shit about it. Yeah. Outside of the spoiler.
Without further ado, if you have not watched Godzilla 2000 Millennium, go ahead and get out of here. We care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've seen the film, go ahead and stay. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning. It is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, man. Godzilla 2000 Millennium. I don't know how to pronounce that in Japanese.
I'm just seething inside that this shitty movie has two paragraphs.
Once again, Taste of Cherry. Does Taste of Cherry still have
two sentences? I think it was like two sentences.
Somebody please update that, guys. Like, this shit. No, it still has two sentences.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Godzilla 2000 Millennium is a 1999 Japanese kaiju film directed by Takao Okawata with special effects by Kenji Suzuki. Distributed by Toho and produced under their subsidiary, Toho Pictures, it is the 24th film in the Godzilla franchise, Toho's 23rd Godzilla film, and the first film in the franchise's Millennium period. The film stars Takahiro Murata, Hiroshi Abe, Naomi Nishida, Mayu Suzuki, and Shiro Sano. The film, along with the subsequent Godzilla films in the franchise's Millennium era, ignores continuity established by any previous films, with the sole exception of the original 1954 film.
Which just, it's Godzilla.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and just right-click here, open link in new tab for Millennium period. And, Godzilla 2000 Millennium was released in Japan on December 11th. 1999, and in North America by TriStar Pictures on August 18, 2000, under the title Godzilla 2000. It received mixed reviews from critics and performed below TriStar's expectations, grossing just over $10 million at the North American box office. It was the last film in the franchise to receive a wide North American theatrical release until Godzilla Minus One in 2023, though Shin Godzilla was given a limited release. The Toho released a follow-up, Godzilla vs. Megaguirus, during the year during the following year. Jesus Christ. cinematography done by Katsuhiro Katsu, edited by Yoshiyuki Okuhara. Music is done by Takayuki Hattori, and it sits at an hour and 47 minutes, and on a budget of a billion yen, which is translated to apparently 8 to 12 million US dollars, it made a 1.65 billion yen, which is apparently 12.9 million dollars in the box office. Yeah. I'm sorry, wait, no, 1.65 billion yen in Japan and 12.9 million in US box office.
So, I mean, it definitely made its money back, I think.
No, it was supposed to make 24. I mean, what's it called? 8, 16, 24. Yeah, it was supposed to make 24, Brad. It did not make that back. It did not make profit. All right, Brad. I want to check something real quick. How many fucking movies did they have in the millennium period?
Probably two at least.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's Godzilla. What's it called? That one in Mothra. What's it called? The Final Wars.
Oh, God. At least I can sit here and say Final Wars was, like, actually entertaining.
Yeah.
Like to a crazy amount of entertainment. And that movie should not have fucking worked at all with nine directors.
So they had Godzilla against Mechagodzilla and Godzilla Tokyo SOS. 2001, 2003, and then of course, the final one in 2004, Final Wars. Guys, you have to understand something. Final Wars was literally the last one to be made in Japan until Shin Godzilla in 2016, bro. Like, they did it, bro. Yeah. All right, Brad. This is my pick, so I guess I should start it because I don't know if you're gonna be able to fucking even articulate any words here. So I looked at the poster for this, and it looked really stupid. So I said, you know what, man? We have to do this because they create the movie in 1954. They create this film. They create this monster.
Mm-hmm. Which we reviewed that movie, by the way.
Yes. So you know damn well that we would, it sooner or later, would have to get into this uncharted territory of where they say, fuck making a coherent movie. We're here to fucking make this shit look stupid and ridiculous, and hopefully people have fun with it. So Eventually, it gains an audience at the year, and some might call this a cult film, but I'm calling this a disaster.
Are you calling this the campy version of Godzilla? The campy
pretty Godzilla? Much.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a freaking ridiculous movie. First of all, I despise the dub, and usually you would have to. What's it called? You would have to blame the American companies for doing that. But no, this is straight from Toho. Toho ordered the dub. So thanks, Toho. We love that.
I kind of want you to go watch the first like 10 to 15 minutes of just the Spanish dub and then report back.
No. I'm good. Good. So this movie was a disaster. Yet I had some fun with it at times. But, Brad, what are your initial thoughts on it? Godzilla 2000? I'm not going to say the whole fucking title, bro.
I'm just going to call it Godzilla Millennium.
I'm just saying 2000. Godzilla
2000. Yeah, Godzilla 2000 works. this movie is... It's amazing how they managed to make this movie look so horrible. It's like that's what they were kind of going for, maybe. I'll just start. Let me start off with what I liked, because there's only one thing I really liked of the movie, because it's kind of just it's a movie. I like the look of Godzilla. I think the look of Godzilla is freaking cool in this movie, with the pink spikes and like he looks freaking cool. Like I'll give him that. But that's where the good part of this movie stops, because as Roel said, the dub is hard. the dub hearts to a point. They have what appears to be what, like, what do you think, like a 12-year-old girl?
Yeah.
And I that woman's voice, she's like in her 20s.
Yeah.
You got me. So the dub's bad. The CGI is even worse in this. This is 1999. And, you know, when did Jurassic Park come out?
97.
So, you know, there's good CGI just based on that fact. It's expensive for sure. So you can tell they budgeted literally zero to nothing when you have copy and pasted boats in scenes in this movie with the water moving, like, and the boats are just like, you can tell they're copy and pasted on I don't know, a fucking border document. I don't know what the fuck they were using, but it was nothing grand and spectacular, I tell you that. The acting, you know, had we been able to watch this in the original Japanese, you know, language version, might have been something to take home, but with this, it's just like the dub ruins any part of the story, other than the story ruining the story, because the story really has no coherence to anything. And then the monster you have Godzilla facing off with when you first see it, I thought it was Godzilla's shit. I thought it was like, it was rising out of the sea, and I'm like, is this like Godzilla's poop? Like, what are we doing? And then it's a flying rock or a flying poop for about 30 minutes until it like sheds its rock form and you realize it's a UFO. And then we get even worse CGI as the being comes out of the UFO and we get an animated hentai monster with tentacles and all. And I mean, the way I'm talking about this actually makes the movie like sound like something some people would want to watch, but don't do it.
It's so. First of all, this is the first, what's it called, Godzilla to be CGI'd. By the way, this is the first ever Godzilla to be CGI'd. It's just I knew that it had to be ridiculous because I looked at the poster. I was like, dude, this screen's ridiculous. This screen's dumb. Like, the poster's so hard, but like, this looks like it's going to be ridiculous.
But let's be real here. We've seen ridiculous Godzilla movies that have turned out to be good. Final Wars. You look at that.
I would not say good. I'd say it was entertaining.
It was entertaining, yes. It was entertaining above all, which to me derives there is some goodness that film. This movie wasn't even entertaining. Movie was just...
I was dreading this to finish. But like I told Brad off air, I wonder if I'd have more fun with this if it was in Japanese and I wasn't absolutely poking my ears having to listen to a fucking forced English dub. This sounds so bad, Brad.
It's bad. It's probably one of the worst dubs I've ever heard.
It's terrible. I hate dub, bro. Like, I get it. I get where we need dubs sometimes, and like, it's fine. But don't let that be the only version you're giving me.
But you know, you have good dubbed movies from Japan. Yeah. You have a ton of them. I watched Tokyo Godfathers in dub. That was a good dub.
I specifically hate dub for live action films.
Yeah.
Because you can't replicate the way that humans move their lips with words.
Yeah.
You can't.
No, like, it makes us even makes the acting look pretty bad too.
Even in the old Italian films that we watch, what's it called, from the neorealist period, where they just didn't have money for good audio equipment, and it was just cheaper to dub themselves speaking.
Yeah,
it still looked like they were missing parts in there as well. It's just hard for you to match, the way that humans speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, I fucking hated this dub. I fucking hated this dub, Brad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Then the whole scene where there's parts of this movie where, like, so when you see kaijus like square up and they're about to beat the shit out of each other, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And this one, I was questioning things because you have this what do you, it was like started out as a jellyfish and then it turned into like this rock,
like some type of crustacean, bro. I have no idea what the fuck it was.
But it's like unhinged its jaw, and then it was like it was trying to swallow Godzilla whole, but Godzilla just went like right into that shit. Godzilla was like, "Hey, yeah, I'll get in there." And it's just it's kind of ridiculous because you know, like you watch Godzilla versus Kong in that, and Godzilla ain't like. Like trying to put himself into harm's way, he's trying to beat the shit out of like King Kong. But Godzilla's like swan dive. Godzilla trying to get out of this movie getting swallowed whole. That's basically what I think was trying to happen.
Yeah, but the music is pretty good though. I'm not gonna lie, but the music's always good in Godzilla movies.
I mean, it's mostly the same. Like, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing like iconic, the Godzilla song.
Yeah. The atomic breath looks pretty cool. I don't lie about that.
I do like the lighting on the spikes when he goes, he kind of goes ham. Yeah. That's cool.
And like I'm telling you, bro, I really, really want them to release Godzilla Minus One already. Cause the way he does the power up is just so fucking dope in Minus One. But point is, guys, there's a so small amount of things that I like about this movie. So I dreaded finishing this movie. I could not wait for it to be done. And I was just like, please. Just, I never want to watch this again.
I want to find that photo that I sent you. Let me.
With the fucking ship.
The boats.
Now, yeah, you know what I want to do? And I hate that I'm saying this. I want to rewatch Godzilla 98, aka Zilla. Oh my God. Yeah. I fucking hate that. I want to watch Godzilla 1998 and find out which one I hate the most because.
Oh, that one's bad too. That's bad CGI too.
That was a piece of shit, Brad. God. That's a piece of shit movie.
But this one was made after that.
Yeah. Just say, hold my beer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a fucking movie, man. Oh my God. But
although if Kylie was on, Kylie would definitely say that she liked the Kylie has a fucking pillow that Godzilla.
Yeah. Godzilla or a blanket or something. Man. Yeah. And how long is Final Wars compared to this one?
It definitely didn't feel as long. Cause what was this? Was this
bro, how is this movie longer? How is Final Wars longer, bro?
Final Wars don't feel it because let's be real, Final Wars is for those with ADHD.
My God, for real. Bro. Oh my God. Well, man, what I'm trying to say is that I didn't like this movie.
It's a movie. Definitely a movie.
I just I felt like my brain was decaying sometimes. Where I was just like, and look, I want to find out where there's a Japanese version where the original Japanese version. Because I'd rather watch that shit and see how it plays out instead of having to hear this terrible dubbing.
Yeah, I wonder with the subs on, like, is it different dialogue than they put in whatever the hell that was? And then it's just like the story is very nonsensical because you have basically like storm chasers, but they're Godzilla chasers. And then when Godzilla rampages around them, they're like all like, why is Godzilla rampaging? It's like, because he's fucking Godzilla. Yeah. Did you not get that from the previous movies from 1954?
Yep. But I'll say this. I mean, no judgment to the people who worked hard to dub this, to voice acting, various actors. Mm-hmm. But Toho should not have ordered that shit. Mm-mm. Toho should not have ordered this shit. This thing is absolutely, what's it called, squandered because of them trying to do this shit. And
It didn't help it in any
form. No, it didn't help it at all. But, oh God, this is something.
I'm kind of interested in just seeing how bad the Spanish dub is, but I don't want to put myself through watching this piece of shit movie again.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Wow, we have not had a movie this bad since like Western Month.
Yeah. Well, man, there's a whole fucking section here talked about fucking alterations. Apparently the movie's 8 minutes shorter to the actual Japanese version.
I mean, they could have cut a lot more. If I'm being real,
honest, man,
like the whole fucking movie, they could have cut.
Yep. All right, man. Red, what's the final verdict?
I keep bouncing around in my head and just how much I just disliked this movie and how ridiculous and stupid. Like, because usually, like, if it's a ridiculous movie, sometimes I like it. Sometimes I think, hey, that was pretty entertaining. Like, I would watch that again. It's like Congo. Yeah. I know Congo isn't for everyone, but it's ridiculous and entertaining to me. This is bad. This is one of those that if I had this in my like DVD collection, I'd give it to Goodwill or something. That's how bad this movie is. And just because I think Godzilla looks cool, and you know the music is always good in Godzilla because it doesn't really change. 2 out of 10.
All right, Brad. I'm coming in a little bit higher than you because apparently I'm trying to be a little bit nicer these days. But also, Brad, just for your information, this movie was released for one day in U.S. theaters on November 1st, 2023 to celebrate Godzilla's 69th anniversary on Godzilla Day.
Oh, and it was released last year.
Yeah, yeah.
To
celebrate Godzilla Day.
They couldn't release, like, final the 1954 original one or...
I'm pretty sure
Final they did. Wars or, like, any other fucking one.
Yeah. I'm coming a little bit higher than Brad because, like, look, I was entertained at one point. I don't necessarily
at one point in the, like, which is like a 2 minutes of the movie.
And also I don't necessarily hate my existence after watching this. Like, I'm just like, okay, this was bad. I don't feel like I wasted time out of my life to watch this because it's Godzilla and I like Godzilla and he's always going to at least get at least a one
I'm,
point.
I'm sorry, Ro. I got to the boats and I'm like, dude, even I could do something better than this.
I'm giving Godzilla 2000 a 4 out of 10. Because to give it 2 out of 10 is to put it on the same level as Suicide Squad 2016. And I just cannot do that.
What did you give Venom?
That gets about like around a 1 or 2. Yes.
And then
two.
Let There Be Carnage? No.
Literally
it wasn't script. Let There Be Carnage, was there? Or what the fuck was it called?
Yeah, Let There Be... what's it called? Yeah, Let There Be Carnage.
Was it Let There Be...
Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah, that stupid movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, literally, you all know me. You know this podcast. You know that we don't do anything other than like 0.25, 0.5, 0.75. Bro, there ain't not much of a difference with Let There Be Carnage. I would literally give that maybe like a 2.05 or 0.1. 2.01.
No, I don't. I put this kind of around those ranking of like the first
those
Venom.
I truly felt like were wastes of my time.
Yeah,
that like I literally could have devoted like time to doing something else and more productive in my life.
I mean,
this one I was like, there's moments that are entertaining me, and it's like I have a smile on my face and I'm laughing at how ridiculous it is. With Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and Suicide Squad 2016, I want this movie to end so I can get out of here and I can never think about it ever again.
But what's the next movie we're reviewing Thursday?
Yeah. Well, with that said, we're concluding.
I had a comment for that.
Oh, what's the Great Dictator.
The what?
On
the
Thursday?
The Great Dictator. So after watching that, so I watched this course first, and then after watching The Great Dictator, which is a 1940s Charlie Chaplin movie, I did find that Godzilla 2000 was a big fucking waste of my life. Because I could have been watching that movie twice.
I could have been reading. I literally could have been reading. I have to finish Crash. I'm not done with Crash. I could have been reading. Fuck off.
I could have been taking a nap and had better dreams in this movie.
Yeah. With that said, though, that concludes our review of Godzilla 2000. Of course, you can go ahead and check us out on nerdcore.com, Twitter at the nerdcore, underscore Instagram and Threads at the nerdcore, TikTok at the nerdcore. Discord link is in the description below where you can talk to us about Godzilla and other Godzilla films. You can also talk to us in the comments in our YouTube video version of this show where you can talk to us about if you like Godzilla 2000. Are you one of those people who likes this movie? Talk to us in the comments. I would really like to have an interaction about that.
Let us know why and why you enjoyed that dub.
Yeah. Don't call us elitist. Don't call us fucking film snobs. Don't call us anything like that. Just respectfully tell us You know, guys, I like this movie because of this.
I mean, I literally said just now I like Congo. So I'm just...
Yeah.
I mean, in Final Wars, I think is a great entertaining movie. But this... It ain't in my taste, man.
Yeah. And, of course, if you're watching on the YouTube video, make sure you leave a like on this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you're not. And click that notification bell so you don't miss any review that drops on this channel. And, of course, if you're listening on the audio side of things, please leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app of choice. And if you're not following us, make sure you're following us. All of these things that you can do help us out so much. And as always, like we said in the beginning, if you want to get this episode early, along with other episodes of the Nerdcore podcast, along with our Thursday review, which releases on Saturday at 12 p.m. for the public, you can go ahead and go to patreon.com/thenerdcore at the $1 tier. You get all of that. And of course, we want to thank our wonderful patrons who make all of this possible. Without them, it's just, we can't do this. And we can't, what's it called, sit through movies like this if it wasn't for them. And, but of course, we would like to also thank our very special executive producer, Shane. Where can they find him, Brad?
You follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or at Twitter at ThriftedIL, or go buy something from the Suppy God at PrisonCityVintage.com.
The North America Godzilla 2000 was released on DVD on December 26, 2000 and Blu-ray on September 9, 2014. The North American Blu-ray includes both the Japanese and American cuts of the film. So why the hell isn't that version available to stream?
What the fuck?
Fucking TriStar, bro. Fucking TriStar. That's who it is. It's fucking TriStar. Now I'm going to go ahead and go to Blu-ray.com and look for this shit.
This man going to buy a Blu-ray. If
no, I'm not going to buy this. Hopefully I would find a, what's it called, a... way to watch it, but yeah, you have a here audio DTS HD Master Audio 5.1 in English, DTS HD Master Audio 2.0 in Japanese, subtitles English for
we weren't given that option. It was either English dub or Spanish dub, and God knows what the Spanish one is like.
Yeah, I hate my life. So, Brad. We will see them on Thursday for our, what's it called? We'll see them live again for the patrons on Thursday. I think we have something else dropping on Thursday, hopefully. But we just hope that y'all have been enjoying what we got going on here. We have our Killers of the Flower Moon review up at the moment, so you guys can go check that out. But for now, let's go ahead and get them out of here, Brad.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Stacey for being in chat today. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I'm not even going to talk about this movie or anything about this movie because what a waste of fucking life. But I will say thank you to everyone who's watched and given listens to our latest live show for True Detective Season 4, Episode 6. And Basic Instinct. Young Yoda out.